Joining us now, Laura Kazanoff, who writes about Yemen for our partner, The New York Times. Laura, let me give you three headlines, and you tell me which is the biggest headline, okay? We've got the ceasefire in the capital of Sana'a, where the tribal forces have agreed to a ceasefire with the government. We've got the group with suspected links to al-Qaeda taking over a coastal town in Yemen. And we have the president, Ali Saleh, yet again refusing to actually make good on a promise to move forward with his resignation. Which is the biggest story?
Well, I think the two things right now, it's hard to say which is bigger because there's just so many things going on right now in Yemen throughout the country. It's what happened in that southern coastal town, Zinjibar, throughout this past weekend. It started on Friday when Islamic militants, we'll call them al-Qaeda affiliated. It's not really, we don't know for sure whether or not they're hardcore card-carrying members of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. They took over a large city in the province of Abyan, which is a particularly volatile province. They took over banks, and then they took over government institutions. And then after that, the government did start shelling the city sort of in retaliation. But from talking to residents there, they also were hitting, you know, civilians' houses and things like this. And the shelling was it wasn't very accurate, let's say this. Well, and because the militants are living amongst the people. So this is a sign of the weakening. I mean, Yemen has always had a very weak state, but the political crisis in the capital has just left. I mean, the country, the state is falling mm-hmm. apart. And it's hard to see because there was such a weak state there to begin with. But it's falling apart. This is another sign of that. I mean, soldiers are giving up their posts in places out in the countryside. There's just not a lot to keep anyone sort of working for the state anymore. And so other groups can sort of take advantage of this new vacuum. And that's what we see these Islamic groups doing in areas in southeastern Yemen, like Abyan and like what happened in Zinjibar. And this has happened before in the past couple months. And so there's many faces of Islamic militancy in Yemen. I mean, whether or not this is al-Qaeda, it is troublesome no matter what.
You're right. It's impossible to determine what is the biggest headline, what's the biggest thing to be concerned about. That's Laura Kazanoff, who writes about Yemen for our partner, The New York Times. Thank you so much for joining us.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.